Chapter 6. That night the king could not sleep. So he said to bring the book of the historical records of the times, and it was read to the king. There it was found written what Mordecai had reported concerning Bigthana and Teresh, two court officials of the king, doorkeepers who had plotted to do away with King Ahasuerus. The king asked,
"What honor and recognition has been given to Mordecai for this?"
To this, the king's personal attendants said,
"Nothing has been done for him."
Later the king said,
"Who is in the courtyard?"
Now Haman had come into the outer courtyard of the king's house to speak to the king about having Mordecai hanged on the stake that he had prepared for him. The king's attendants said to him,
"It is Haman standing in the courtyard."
So the king said,
"Have him come in."
When Haman came in, the king said to him,
"What should be done for the man whom the king wishes to honor?"
Haman said in his heart,
"Whom would the king wish to honor more than me?"
So Haman said to the king,
"For the man whom the king wishes to honor, let them bring royal attire that the king wears, and a horse on which the king rides, with the royal headdress on its head. Then let the attire and the horse be put into the charge of one of the king's noble princes, and they should clothe the man whom the king wishes to honor, and have him ride on the horse in the public square of the city. They should call out before him, 'This is what is done for the man whom the king wishes to honor.'"
At once the king said to Haman,
"Quick, take the attire and the horse, and do what you just said, for Mordecai the Jew who is sitting in the king's gate. Do not leave out anything that you have said."
So Haman took the attire and the horse, and he clothed Mordecai, and made him ride in the public square of the city, and called out before him,
"This is what is done for the man whom the king wishes to honor."
Afterward, Mordecai returned to the king's gate. But Haman hurried to his house, mourning with his head covered. When Haman related to his wife Zeresh and to all his friends everything that had happened to him, his wise men and his wife Zeresh said to him,
"If Mordecai, before whom you have started to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him."
"You will surely fall before him."
While they were still speaking with him, the king's court officials arrived and quickly took Haman to the banquet that Esther had made.